What about the issue of escalation of dose, particularly with the TKIs in response? Do we know in patients who are tolerating these agents well whether you get more anti-tumor effect if you escalate the dose?
With sunitinib, the early trials did allow dose escalation and anecdotally didn't really see any increased effect. With sorafenib, as I mentioned, the side effect profile can often reduce after 4 to 6 weeks on therapy, and it may be that drug metabolism changes and drug levels lower. And there has started to be a movement in clinical trials and otherwise to look at dose escalation of sorafenib. It was part of the initial randomized phase 2 trial in untreated patients that's yet to be reported that included dose escalation for patients who progressed on standard dose. Anecdotally, we've seen people respond on an escalated dose where they didn't respond to standard dose. So we're starting to think that perhaps one way of optimizing the anti-tumor effect of that drug is to look at different doses and schedules, i.e. dose escalation. It's an exciting time in kidney cancer, mostly for patients, of course, because we now have some drugs to work with. There's a lot of unanswered questions. So not by a long shot do we have this thing figured out. And the sobering point is that even as wildly effective as these therapies are, there's not been proven cures from any of these drugs for any patients. We don't really know the long-term results and whether there's a long-term cure rate. And so most patients will relapse and need further treatment. And again, that's why we need to systematically test treatments in that setting.